I got this list of the 8 worst handshakes. Tell me if you've experienced any of these.
I bet I have.
Number 8, the pump handle handshake. It's when the pumper grabs the hand of the pumpee and commences an energetic and rhythmic series of rapid vertical strokes.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. Talk about it more.
So you've known someone to do the pump handshake? Mm-hmm.
Don't people need to leave "that's what she said" alone now?
I still think it's funny whenever they do it on The Office.
Yeah, when they do it on The Office. But
it's become a regular around my house.
Oh, jeez.
Still good. Still in its prime.
It's that's not over thing. With like...
that's the thing, though. That
see,
was,
that was funny.
See, I like it, too.
What did he say?
Jer said that's what she said to Riches.
But
that was regular around my house.
That was around 25 years ago, though. It's so old.
Yeah, but Michael Scott brought it back yeah. because it's so stupid.
But it's
like,
funny. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Aren't we tired of hearing that? The Seinfeld thing?
No, keep that coming.
And Michael Scott works it in at the most inopportune times. He'll be getting lectured by his boss. That's what she said.
He's giving
under his breath.
Yeah, he's giving it obligatory almost. He can't resist it.
He was giving a deposition in a wrongful termination case. There, remember?
Yeah.
Over Jan, and he said, "That's what she said."
Anyway, this is about handshake.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't have too big a problem with that handshake.
The pump handle,
the water
handshake.
Pump. Yeah, that's not that bad.
Like, what do you? Let me see what you're talking about.
Well, it's just kind of a congratulations. You're going to the cotton.
Oh, you're hurting my arm.
All right, number 7.
It's like you're doing. Remember the old rope trick that you used to do when you lay a rope on the floor or in the yard and you do the loop up and watch the loop travel down the rope. That's what it feels like the guy's trying to do to your arm. Trying to loop your arm up. Make it noodly.
Up to you.
Number 7, the vice handshake. The palm is presented in the down position with one sharp downward pump. That's what she said. Followed by followed by 2 or 3 vigorous return strokes.
This is Miami Vice.
And a grip that can stop blood flow to the hand.
I overshake sometimes.
Do you?
I overgrip sometimes, yeah.
That's the thing.
Because I'm paranoid about the weak shake. I don't want to be a weak shake.
You don't have to do the weak shake, but you don't have to prove all of your manliness in one single handshake. We get it. People have strong hands, and you can shake strongly, but just give a firm handshake, not a crushing handshake.
And it really sucks when you shake hands with that guy, but he grabs your hand a little too early, so he only has your fingers.
Package that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Number 6, the stiff arm thrust handshake. The stiff arm thrust tends to be used by aggressive types, and its main purpose is to keep you at a distance away from their personal space.
Mm-hmm.
So they grab you, but they're like pushing you away also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 5, the socket wrencher handshake. That's when somebody grabs your hand and turns it side to side.
What is that?
Never experienced.
I think
that.
That's a signal you're looking for action.
Again, it's an over enthusiastic businessman coming.
How are you, George?
I'm doing good.
What are you doing?
Almost dislocated your shoulder there.
Stop it! You're so violent.
Yeah, they say the result of that handshake is a loss of balance. Number 4, the fingertip grab handshake. Here you go, Rich.
I hate that.
So this is when you shake and then you pull away and then you hook the fingertips.
Yeah, it says that it's very common in male-female greetings.
Huh?
You know, like the male will just grab the female's fingertips.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the... Let's see.
Just kind of the...
That's gross! George and I just gave out!
But what's really awkward is what Rich is talking about when you're shaking hands with a male, and they grab your fingertips, and it's like you've presented your hand to them.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, no!
Sometimes it's just because I think they close their grip too soon, and that's all they've gotten is your fingers, and then you've got the guy that's got the vice grip handshake, and it can be quite painful.
All right, number 3 is the Dutch treat handshake. This is...
These are not official
this
names.
This is kin to the wet fish handshake, which is number 2. They say the Dutch treat handshake has its origins in the Netherlands, where a person can be accused of giving a handshake like a bunch of carrots. So it's not the wet fish. It's a little stiffer than the wet fish, but it's clammy to the touch.
I don't understand that one.
It's just your straight hand presented, but not... In the limp fashion, just stiff.
Yeah,
you're like a bunch of carrots.
I don't understand, but I've never had that. What is?
It feels like a bunch of carrots like that. It does.
I've never shooketed someone's hand and thought it felt like a bunch of carrots.
And then 2 is the wet fish handshake. Of course, we went to college with a guy who presented the wet fish all the time.
We did.
I've seen that from like Who's bulky that? Men who look like they're, you know, substantial guys, and they shake your hand.
Have you ever
and their
about
hand is dead.
There's just nothing.
What are they thinking? Certainly they're aware of the fact that they're shaking poorly.
I don't know. Number one on the worst handshake list, the bone crusher handshake.
Mm.
The overly aggressive personality without warning seizes the early advantage and attempts to demoralize his opponent by grinding his knuckles to a smooth paste.
That may be me. I may be a bone crusher.
George, how you doing? Good to be. We look forward to doing business with you. God, hurt!
Thank you, because I have strong hands, George. Get used to it.
I think you outshook me there. Let's try that again.
Huh? I'm winning! I win!
No, you
and that's
win.
My right hand.
Wait till I work on you with my left hand.
Well, you don't shake with your left, do you?
Do certain things.
I mean, shake hands.
Yeah.
I do think the handshake is very important. I remember that's one of the first things I was taught as a kid. And my dad had some friends over. And he says, meet Mr. So-and-so. And I had to give a proper handshake. And I was in, you know, four learning how to do the proper handshake.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Had to be firm. You look him in the eye and all that.
Are you one of these, Giorgio? Mm. I think I do this a lot. How you doing?
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I do
uh-huh.
that
too. Left arm on the... Yeah. Tricep or the left or the, arm or the on the
shoulder,
guy's forearm.
Pad,
shoulder. Yeah.
I do that when it's somebody I haven't seen in a while, usually.
Right.
It's a handshake reinforcement. Mm-hmm. It's an accessory to a handshake.
What about the new one where you shake, but then you pull the guy into a hug?
The half hug?
I rarely do that.
The shug?
I do that all the time. I'm a hugger, though.
That's big these days.
I don't like the shake, and then what's the? Now, wait, we had a.
What happened there?
We had a poor mount there. we shook and somehow we got
what happened?
We got it wrong somehow. We had the fingertip.
Bundle of carrots again.
No, the shake that pulls away into the finger hook thing.
Oh yeah.
Then you have to do that to him.
But what about the one that starts as a shake, then it's this clasping...
Yeah, that's the old 70s
black handshake,
yeah,
isn't it?
Whoa. It's three moves pulling away at the
here,
end.
Right.
You go here, here.
What's going on?
Yeah.
way too much involved in that.
Today's young urban kids don't do that anymore?
I think Gordo may be right. I think the handshake may kind of be on its
way out. It is. The handshake
really
is dying.
The fist
Even
bump,
business guys, I don't think, like the handshake all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fist bump is starting to become a lot more accepted instead of that.
Just a little dap. That's fine.
Now, wait. The fist bump is just like straight on fist to fist.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you said.
And then the dap, though, is one potato, two potato, right?
That's what Chris Arnold used to always do.
Right, yeah. And I always used to try to defeat him by saying one potato, two potato when he would do that.
I think he may have had it right. I think that's all we really need, just dap and go on about our business.
He did it for hygienic reasons.
Yeah. Right. The fist bump and the dap, they're a lot more hygienic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that in the world of sports, too, the fist bump, I guess, is that what that is? With like knuckle on knuckle?
Yeah.
You see that all the time now in sports. You don't see a straight handshake ever when a player comes off the field. He doesn't ever go to his teammate and just shake his hand. It's a fist bump or something. Let's take some calls on Handshake Talk to Warren in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Hey, Musers.
Hey.
I injured my arm a few years ago, so I'm unable to shake with my right hand. So
it's not funny, Gordon.
You have to laugh like that.
Well, it's always real tense, and I never really know whether to reach out for the person's other left hand, whether I go with holding a dog gay going to the right hand with my left hand, or if I just stick out the baby arm. I really don't know what to do.
Okay, see? He's lying.
Yes, he is.
He was lying
just to get in there.
Yeah. Have you done that before? You go to shake someone's hand, you stick out your right hand, all of a sudden their left arm uncomfortably comes over and shakes your right hand, and you notice their little octopus tentacle right hand.
Or they have a hook.
They have a hook, or it's just a head of lettuce stuck on a shoulder.
Do you guys do the rearrangement to shake? If you got like books and you're carrying something? Yeah, hold on just a second.
Yeah, I make a big production out of it. Leave them hanging.
You're putting me out. I got to move all this around.
Right.
Todd in North Richland Hills, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Musers.
Todd.
Hey, guys. I work in a mortgage company in Fort Worth, will remain unnamed. But Yeah, whenever they go in early and do the finger squeeze that Georgie was talking about, I always ask for a do-over every single time.
Yeah, a lot of people are uncomfortable asking for,
I've never asked for a do-over.
I haven't either. Mm. It's too awkward.
Just accept it and move on.
But to me, it's too awkward to get a girl handshake from a guy because of poor... I keep saying mounting, and it just doesn't sound right.
Connecting.
So what do you say? Let's do that again?
I say, whoa, wait a second, regrip.
Give it a better try.
And then I stick their hand down my pants.
All right, one more. Alex in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
The one that I don't like is the power play handshake where immediately when you mount or grip or whatever, they pull your hand towards them like I'm in charge here. And sometimes it's accompanied by the elbow grab. That chaps me.
I do it every time, sir. I have to establish my alpha maleness immediately.
Yeah, that first part, though, we didn't talk about that. We talked about the guy who pushes you away, but not who pulls you in.
See, like, George, this is how I'd establish that I'm the dominant male here. How you doing, George? Good to see you. Good to see you.
I'm not gripping you, though.
No,
Jim, I won that one.
Way up.
I won that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
My hand doesn't hurt at all.
Good to see you.
God,
That's way too hard.
So pat on the shoulder.
A few hard pats on the shoulder, staring down with the eyes.
Yeah.
Letting you know that any ovulating females around here are this guy's, not yours.
Whatever.
All right, so monitor your handshakes today. That's Handshake Talk. 8:34 on the ticket. Coming up next.